This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. If times of crisis are also times of opportunity, recent and continuing problems with housing, unemployment, and the state budget are creating enormous opportunities to rethink the systems and practices that contributed to those problems. That, at least, is the premise behind a new grassroots analysis and advocacy effort in Sonoma and Marin counties that's being called a Green New Deal for the North Bay.
Green New Deal, as a phrase, really epitomizes what we hope will be a synthesis of the green sustainability movement and what the New Deal was in the 1930s, and that was a concern about social equity and dealing with economic injustice. So rather than simply have the effort to create a green future or to create economic stability, Green New Deal is really an effort to say, hey, we have an opportunity, rather than do one or the other, to find a synthesis between the two.
Norman Solomon, a West Marin writer and activist, is co-chair of the 18-member commission that is organizing the Green New Deal project. One of their goals and challenges is bringing together people who are focused on social and economic justice issues with their neighbors whose overriding concerns lie with climate change and other environmental worries, and helping both groups understand their views are not mutually exclusive, even on such fundamental matters as creating jobs.
Traditionally, we've had the labor movement, with some exceptions, say, just give us jobs that pay well and give us security and we're happy. And environmentalists have often, unfortunately, given short shrift to the necessity of creating economic security for the population as a whole.
Already, there have been a series of Green New Deal community meetings throughout the region to hear from residents about their concerns and ideas for the future.
In that process, we've been logging where the interest is, where the worries are, where the possibilities are. Now, the 18 commissioners are settling in for the long-term research over the summer.
In the fall, they plan a second series of public sessions where experts and innovators will be invited to share their knowledge. After that, Solomon explains, the group will prepare a report full of specific policy recommendations and present them directly to local elected officials.
Then we can hold feet to the fire among public officials, whether elected or not, and say, these are the 20 or 40 or however many there are recommendations that have come out of community meetings around the North Bay. They weren't arrived at lightly. We did a tremendous amount of research, a lot of listening, talking to experts, and coming up with a program that can get us to a Green New Deal in the North Bay. Where do you stand?
After that, the intended 18-month lifespan of the Green New Deal Commission should be over. But Solomon says they hope to leave as their legacy a completely inverted paradigm of public policymaking.
Green New Deal is not partisan. We're not involved directly in anything electoral, but we are interested in building an agenda from the bottom up rather than going along with the usual process is waiting for people on high to develop a program and then have us tweak or argue about it. We have an opportunity to have grassroots that actually build the progressive agenda, and I think that's why through this process, we actually will end up with a program for a Green New Deal for the North Bay.
If that outline proves successful, Solomon says, the Green New Deal concept could be exported to other communities who wish to follow suit. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.